desire, that interaction, then I don't even know what he is. See there, Bob?
Okay, so he said, if unrealized desires are the same as unrealized creations, then they accrue with orders of magnitude. That
they're not.
They're not
the same. I ate.
No accruing.
Okay, so quit. So what I ate, so I don't accrue what I ate. I already ate it. I don't accrue what I ate. I ate it. I found a pretty girl. I fucked her. I came. I'm through with it. I don't want no more. Now, I want some more in 30 minutes, but I don't want any more right now. So it doesn't accrue. Otherwise, the orgasm would just keep accruing until you became one running orgasm, right? No, it doesn't work like that. It's like, I've got all the hair I ever grew. No, you don't. Hair growing doesn't accrue. You can grow long hair, but after a little while, it'll either fall out or you'll cut it. And that's not accrued hair. Fingernails do not accrue. Okay. Good.
Okay, good. And he ends by saying, and if unrealized desires are not unrealized creations, what's the difference? And you've explained all that.
He needs to go see if he can get Bucky, Fuller to get an erection and suck on that a little while. It might make him feel better, but under no circumstances should he sate his unquenchable desire to swallow.
Okay.
Did you get that? Did you get the double entendre there? See, desire would be to swallow. He knew he'd had to suck Bucky Fuller. He wasn't too keen on that, but he wanted the protein out of the process of the engagement. See, the double entendre was that, please go ahead and suck it, but under no certain terms should you swallow, which quenches the unsatiable desire to engage. See, which is an example of what he was arguing about. That was pretty clever, Bob. You're good. You're getting good at these question thingies, Bob.
Okay, thank you. So, remember that phrase used to refer to it, the guys who look at the goats who can't look or stare or something?
Oh, men who stare at goats. Yes, men who stare at goats. And the goats would fall over and they'd make the goats just pass out or fall out. Yeah.
Right.
Doing that for you. That's how they take advantage of them. And some of them goats got pregnant, too, by the way.
So, the movie was about that research, and the actual person who did the research was General Albert Stubblebean, or Stubblebine.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so he died in 2017, and his longtime wife was Dr. Rima Liebau. Now, Carolyn knew Rima, and she actually visited us on City Island 2005 or something back there. Stubblebean stayed out. He didn't come in. He stayed in his car for some reason. You know why he stayed in his car? Was he afraid of Carolyn?
He was afraid of you.
Oh, yeah, right. Because I wasn't there, I don't think, because I didn't meet her. But he thought I might be there, I guess. Right?
Yeah.
Did he know about me? Some check me out.
Sure. God, you got pussy killed not the Osbournes,
the Simpsons, the Sopranos.
No, the Sopranos. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Simpsons. Yeah. You're so awful.
Okay. So he died in 2017, and I found this interview done lately with Rima Liebau, and she talks about he started to communicate with her. I don't know if it's audio or typing on the computer. Didn't get that. But I think she hears it. Anyways, they've got a whole bunch of theology, and they got a book out now. They've done many hours of interacting, and other people have questioned. They brought in the physicists. So they've developed a mediumship in the way that Carolyn has with Ion, even though it's completely different. I was wondering about his theories, if you can look in my mind at some of the quotes that Dr. Rima Liebau made from Albert, what he said. She spewed out some stuff about time. Was all that ridiculous, or is he getting somewhere with his
you're
so-called?
No, you're talking about Bert Newton's double bind, right? That's the one you're talking about.
Well, it says General Albert Stubblebine.
I know. They called him Bert Newton's double bind. His name
they
was
do
Albert.
Call him Bert.
But it was
yeah, they
Newton.
Call him Bert.
Albert.
I didn't hear the Newton.
Newton is important. Newton is important because there was two of them.
Sir Isaac Newton?
One got the bronze star. No. No, there is Albert Stubblebine, and there's Bert Newton's Stubblebine. They're different. One got the Distinguished Service Medal. The other one got the Bronze Star, and the latter got the Legion of Merit.
Were they brothers?
Is there a difference? No, they were split. That's what the
goat
was about.
No, look at this. Albert Stubblebine. Albert Bert Newton Stubblebine. Yeah, he's the guy.
The third.
He's married to Libo.
Yeah, the third.
You're right. Now, you're saying...
That's why we want to make sure. That's why we want to make sure there were two. And so both applied, okay? One was good at it, one wasn't. One believed in it, one didn't. One could do it, the other one couldn't. So it gave the race of the ages trying to navigate the process or vindicate the capacity for these ridiculous things that you could do. And, like, run through the wall. Because there's no wall. Remember?
And remote viewing.
Yeah. But see, that, you didn't get all that. You didn't get that until they invaded Grenada. You act like y'all run something. You don't know shit. After that, that's when he started running into that. See,
okay,
when he was trying to do the Earth
people.
Battalion.
Are they brothers? Are they brothers?
Split.
They're from the same person.
Yeah, one of them became Harry Soyster.
Okay. And the other one became what?
Died. He died in February.
What?
He died in February the 6th, 2017.
Right. That, who was that? Harry Soyster or Albert?
Albert. But he was
Bert
and the other one was born, and the other one was born on February the 6th, 1930. What about that, though?
Yeah, they say that Bert was born February 6th, 1930. But you're saying the one who became Harry, or whatever the name was born on February 6th. So they're mixed.
Yeah, and then the other one died on February 6th, 2017.
So is Harry still alive? The one born on February 6th, 1930?
Computer says yes.
But he's not living with Dr. Rima Leibow. Maybe he is. That's why she thinks he's around.
No. Well, he is, he had to get a divorce from Geraldine because he can't have it once he became that.
What did he become? What's that? What did he become? He became General Albert
Stubblebine. When he became Harry Soyster, Harry had to get a divorce from Geraldine because of grounds of adultery, because he was sleeping with the other woman.
Okay, but that was not General Bert.
Rima LeBeau.
Yeah. She was sleeping with Harry something, and she thought she was Albert. She didn't know there were two, but there were two. So General Bert Albert, Stubblebine, what was he doing while Harry was involved with Rima?
Oh, they were working on the Pentagon Papers with David Ray Griffin.
You mean back in 1971 when they were released?
And the September 11th attacks, yeah. They're all linked together.
So did General Albert know there was another guy that split off from him, this Harry guy?
He never understood it. He knew it, but he couldn't accept it. He liked it, but he couldn't deal with it. You know, it's like when Carolyn talks about you and she looks at you and you're one person and she goes out and she comes back and you're somebody else. And she's like, son, and she's like, who are you? Where did you go for Bob? And then she starts treating me like you're 2.5 years old.
Then the next time
she become the most genius person who knows every answer that could ever be answered, ever. And that back and forth, and she's kind of like, So it becomes debunking 9/11. Debunking.
What becomes that? What becomes 9/11? That?
The representation of when you split between your cells.
So I split like double bean?
You have before, yeah. You're a bit quadrophenic, Bob.
So double bean, he split. He split. He can't say which is which. Or do you say Harry, who was born in 1930, double bean wasn't.
Well, Carolyn knows. One, when it's time for her to go to bed, that one Bob is sweet, and the other Bob is dismissive and mean. She knows the difference. She knows what to do. She knows. Carolyn knows things.
Now, Rima Liebau, does she deal with the two different guys?
Well, she got rid of her husband so she could live with Harry Soyster.
Okay, but did she experience Albert's double bean?
That's who Harry became. We told you this already, Bob.
Right, so they weren't two bodies, they were two personalities.
I don't know what that means. We don't know what that means.
Well, they were two separate bodies, or just two aspects of me? Like, Carol doesn't deal with two separate bodies, does she?
Like you don't know what Carolyn has to deal with, Bob. It's a wonder you got a hinge on a door in that goddamn mansion you live in. That mansion you live in with a very bad view.
Okay, so
what you gonna do when Beijing Biden tells you you have to brick up your windows to save electricity or something? That's gonna be funny. Better get really, really clear. Better get carbon windows that are so polished that they're perfectly clear. That's what works. Go for the E-R-I-M, corporation, Bob.
Okay, gonna implement the Green Deal?
No.
Try to?
Shit, no.
Okay,
but it's what's left over from the Environmental Research Institute of Michigan.
That's what will be implemented.
That's where it comes from. But no, none of this shit's gonna last. Cause after a little while, people's gonna say, fuck you, I'm gonna drive where I wanna drive, I'm gonna fuck what I wanna fuck, I'm gonna eat what I wanna eat, I'm gonna drink what I wanna drink, I'm gonna watch what I wanna watch, I'm gonna turn the heat up as goddamn much as I want to, I'm gonna turn the air on as much as I goddamn want to, and they're gonna say, okay, the gasoline system costs you $10 a gallon. It's like, well, I don't care, I'll pay whatever that is. Is that what it is? Ice cream's $20 a pint? Okay, I'll have some. As long as it's not $20 and a nickel, I'm good. But if it goes to $20 and a dime, I'm out. Throw me out if it's $20 and a dime. For God's sake, paying that much for stupid ice cream, it's not even that damn good. So it's all a negotiation, Bob. But you've been gathered by that, aren't you?
Yeah. And what?
You gathered that already, huh?
Yeah. When you say I'm gonna fuck with who I want to, is normal bourgeois morality gonna disappear?
It never has arrived. It's always been that. These Church of God, Herbert W. Armstrong women with these skirts that drag the floor, being all with their buns and no makeup and their hair, can't cut the hair wrapped up in a bun. They're the ones running around with 12 and 15 children, Bob. Somebody's getting up under them skirts. It's always hanging.
Okay, so, but they're declaring that they are not concerned about their morals. They're telling everybody, yeah, fuck you, I'll fuck who I want. They never said that before. Well,
they don't have to say it. They don't say it, but that's exactly what they do. See, that's the thing.
But nowadays, we say it.
Well, we'll see.
Oh, so people aren't any different. They're not saying it more than before.
Okay. We like that.
They're not saying more than before. Okay. Who is channeling? How is Rima Leibel hearing General Albert or Harry, whatever Harry's last name is? What is she experiencing when she sits down in front of the computer?
We don't know. She didn't sit down in front of the computer. She didn't sit down in front of the computer.
No, she said she does. She sits at the computer, and then she begins to hear.
No, she does not. She's looking at an empty box. There's no computer there, Bob.
And what happens on it? Does she see words?
Yeah, she sees words, and that's when she feels him. But there's no computer there. And it's not plugged up to nothing, and there's no power coming from it or into it or outside of it.
How do they preserve the words that became a book? She has a book
whispers,
now.
Whispers. They're whispers.
And she remembers them and types them up later?
Yeah. She experiences them from the empty box.
Yes, she experiences
it'd be like,
them.
It'd be like taking a CRT. You know what a CRT is, Bob?
Yeah, cathode ray tube.
Yeah, taking the guts out of it and putting about a dozen kittens inside of that box where the cathode ray tube would be. And so you're sitting there staring at the computer, which is a box full of kittens. And those kittens talk to you, and you talk back, and then you go, that's amazing. So you go somewhere else, and you record the words you got from that box. That's as logical as Carolyn watching her cat videos, right?
Right. Is she hallucinating the whispering?
Does Carolyn really watch cat videos? Yes, and yes. It's not a hallucination. Right. Everything's a hallucination. Bob, what are you doing? Everything's a hallucination. You judge your reality based on what you think you know, but you don't know shit. You just experienced an inauguration where nothing was inaugurated. And that's validated, and that's, by God, I watched that motherfucker. It was not there. He put his hand on the Bible that he had for 257 years. He's really young when he got that Bible, huh?
So
1893 was a good year. That's when we made this Bible. We wrote that Bible. We got it from Bob. It's in his, we got it, borrowed it out of his lower library. Yeah, the lower library. That's fine. We have an upper library and a lower library now.
So Harry's dead. The other Bert is still alive. Does she interact with the living Bert?
Sure. She's good for a run. She can take it. She can get it.
She says the dead one's coming back. I've been listening to the Egyptian Book of the Dead versions, maybe.
Yeah.
What do you think? Is she aware of us?
It's okay. Yeah, she can't admit it. She's too busy watching the kittens and the empty box, Bob, so, you know, roses.
But, what was I just saying about?
You get the construct of this men who stare at goats, right? You get that? The whole construct,
yeah.
Well, she was kind of in that world.
Yes, she was.
Okay?
Yeah.
Well, and in that world, you don't, that's like the first Earth Battalion field manual. If you're going to look at that, then all of a sudden you start looking at things differently. But she looks at things differently, you see. And it becomes the same thing that John Adams Wickham was trying to work out. That's your spoon bending thing, you know?
Okay. But she talks about interacting with her computer and him. You know, the other guy's still there.
Yeah.
No. She doesn't experience him, the one who's still alive.
Okay.
No,
that you know of. Yeah, but see, a lot of it's real and surreal. You engage with things you don't know what are either, so you don't know.
No. Did she hear our series on the Egyptian Book of the Dead? No.
We already said no.
You agree? No.
We did. And, you already said no.
But she's saying that he's coming back. Is he going to use the processes of Egyptian Book of Dead as you spelled out? Is he going to do that, or is he not coming back?
Maybe. You want to, it's okay with us. We don't care. It's all right. I mean, it's all right with us. He wants to come back. It's fine. What is he going to do otherwise? There's no more Gulf. So, what you going
to
do?
Okay, so he's coming back. He may become the first person known to come back if they do a book on it.
Nah, there's others back. It's all, it'll just be some adjudicated, impertinent reference. An adjudicated, impertinent reference.
That's what the book will be that she does on him when he comes back?
Oh, yeah, we don't care, whatever. Doesn't matter, whatever it is.
So she discusses time in a very complex way. She says there is no time, but then there's all these infinity lines or whatever she babbled. Is there a reality to what she was trying to describe?
Nope. These are people who stare at goats, Bob, so nope, they don't apply. It's all surreal. It's kind of like abstract surrealism. What does it really mean?
Right, so I don't need to quote what she says to you. You'll dismiss it immediately. No, not to be paid
attention to. It won't do you any good because, I mean, you know, say, well, you blame it on the rain. It's Yoko Ono's fault, that bitch. Okay, but we don't mind. It's all right with us. You know what I'm saying? It's all right with us. You can live with it. We certainly can live without it.
Yeah, now, she was a power monger when Carol was working with the, going to Bond and Rome and Fight the World Codex, or whatever. She was in that world. She kept trying to lead it.
Yeah.
What?
Trying to do it. She was trying to make it do. Mm-hmm.
Right. So what is it in her personality that made her like that?
Megalomaniac, maybe? Okay, we like that.
Is that due to a relationship with a parent?
Maybe. She didn't have a parent. Oh, she's trying to be subversive because the thing with the goat deal was quote-unquote real, but nobody knows it but her, and she didn't know it either. She has only the remnants of the esoteric ramifications of the outcomes of engaging with goat dumb.
Yeah,
she talked about the E-R-I-M, remember?
Yeah, and she talks in the interview about different odd anomalies. Like, she developed his eyes. His eyes became her eyes.
Okay.
And those are strange things that happen, but... And she's trying to put significance on it, but she doesn't know how to do it, or nobody will pay attention to her.
Damn.
Something like that. Yeah. Okay, but you agree no one will pay attention with her, or they will get attention?
Nope, not a bit. But she comes across as card-carrying fucking crazy, or maniacal, and don't know what the hell she's talking about. See? So either way.
Now, I come across...
It bleeds through as crazy.
I understand. Now, I come across as card-carrying crazy. How come I'm loved by people?
Because you're sincere and you're deluded, but you immediately acknowledge you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And so, therefore, you have a way of deprogramming people's relegated biases that they know something... See, Scott won't argue with you because you acknowledge right quick. Like, you can't argue with me. I don't know what I'm talking about. You're not going to win a battle against me because I have no idea who you are and why I'm here. I don't know how I got here, as a matter of fact. So, yeah, why are you speaking? Yeah, don't talk to me anymore. We're good. See? So you're innocent, meaning you don't have a dog in a fight, which is why Carolyn is the only thing we have to defend. As long as we defend Carolyn, we win. It's all good every single time without fail or exception. Isn't that delightful?
Okay. All right.
Our babies are everywhere.
Yeah, so the Union League goes back to the Civil War. Okay.
Yes. Which is where you are now. That's what you're two. Wait a minute. That's what you're two now.
Yes, just like
what?
Obama. Obama put us back to 1869, but Civil War is 1861 to 65, so we're still in the 60s, in the 60s vibration with Obama and Trump and Bob. Okay.
Computer so then, says yes.
Yes, and Trump compared himself to the Abraham Lincoln.
Exactly. That was
right.
What you're
now he's been assassinated.
In the midst of a civil war, and instead of being assassinated, he has quietly withdrawn from public society.
On purpose. For preparing
otherwise
for his comeback.
Otherwise, he would have had to be assassinated. And we're not
right,
doing
so he
that
under-
because you said no. And so now you're sitting here saying you want to change your mind. Well, you're not going to change your mind because we're not going to let you.
Right. And so, he knows all these aspects that he had to withdraw.
For now. Maybe. I don't know. He's a little quadriplegic, Bob. Have you ever suffered from that? Mm-hmm.
Right. But now John, he stayed separate from Fred. He didn't get involved with the Brooklyn World or Queens World that the Trumps were involved in.
He stayed. He used their monies. Oh, yeah, he wasn't quite as clean as you purvey. They had to make a little deal to get some of them cashy monies. Everything was all right with that.
So he had conversations with Donald Trump when Donald was a boy or a teenager.
Of course.
In his 20s. So Don learned a little bit from him. So Tesla.
Yes.
Stuff. Okay. You said that he used to drink when he was young, and then he had a disturbing experience while drunk, so he gave up drinking. And then he started investigating what happened, what psychic experience, whatever it was. Did he engage John on those matters? Other realms, other realms,
yeah.
Other worlds.
Yeah.
Did he talk to Roy Cohen about that kind of stuff?
He did. But see, he was more from the, he was more the engineer part.
Donald Trump was.
No, John G. Trump was.
Yeah. Okay, good. You know, Roy Cohn considered maybe a very evil person, lawyer to the mafia, a lawyer for McCarthy of the 50s. They say when you walked in his home, he had, a lot of money, but his home smelled of shit or something. What was he giving off? Was that the vibe of evil?
No, that was from Karen Ingram, the daughter. She said that shit. She just didn't like it. It smelled like old people, like broccoli. You know how broccoli smells? It has like a sour smell. She said,
"Yeah."
That was her tale. It wasn't like that. She smelled like old broccoli, old people.
So he didn't have a stinky home, even though people picked up.
Well, it was
from Karen.
According to Karen, it was. She was the sideways daughter.
Yeah, I saw a journalist. He experienced the smell, but he got it from the daughter, right? He was influenced.
Of course.
Okay, what happened to the daughter? Never heard of Roy Cohen having a family.
Roy Cohen didn't have a family. This was John Trump's daughter.
Oh, and the daughter of John Trump said those words about Roy Cohen's home.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, not John's home, about Roy Cohn. She experienced Roy Cohn. Okay.
Correct, of course. He was the fixer, right, Bob. Yeah. Come on now, you know, dear.
Yeah, he was the fixer, yeah. I think you told me. Don learned how to put up with smear jobs about oneself. He admired how Cohen handled that. Is that what it was that you told me? He could handle negative stories. Cohen knew there was a lot of negative stuff said about him, but he could handle it. Is that what Don learned from Cohen?
Indirectly, yeah.
He learned anything else from Roy Cohen?
Yeah, yes. The mystery behind Nikola Tesla's time machine.
How did Roy know about that?
We didn't say. It's what made him really, really, right. really smart.
It made Don smart, right?
Yeah.
Now, a time machine is not the Tesla coil. It's something different.
No, that's exactly correct. You're talking about the Colorado experience. Oops. Sorry.
Is that the Tesla coil, what we call the Tesla coil?
No. We didn't
it's a different thing. Yeah. Tesla coil is
the Colorado experiment.
Mm-hmm. We're calling that the time machine.
Oh, maybe. But not really. Yeah. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. That's neither here nor there. Don't get all tore up about that. Don't put it on your Facebook page. But we have to have these validations so that you can find them later, because otherwise this portal stuff becomes a big deal. We're trying this not to be a big deal, Bob.
Yeah, you're talking about the portal stuff.
No, the Colorado experience.
Oh, okay. Because you said the portal stuff, but you meant Colorado. Okay.
Okay, good. We had to ship a little.
Yeah, how did Roy Cohn find out about the Tesla stuff? From Don's uncle?
Yep. Get a job.
So Don got the knowledge too, so it made him smart about the time machine.
Yeah, it's the direct variable in the AC current, which is the part that could never get worked out right from the coil. So
right. Now the coil had several effects or outcomes. Because you are linking it to the Tesla coil now.
Well, yeah, but now that goes into the disastrous Philadelphia experiment.
Yes.
That's different.
I know about that.
That's different. That's the fallout.
Goes into that? The time machine goes into that?
Fractals go into that.
Yes, but we're talking about the time machine, Colorado. Did that go into the Philadelphia experience?
No, it's separate. They were each trying to prove it's kind of like with whiz or without whiz.
And so
you go to Philadelphia and you order a cheesesteak, they say with whiz or without whiz. That's the cheese-based product. It's not cheese. Cheese whiz, W-I-Z. So it's with, W-I-T, with whiz or without whiz. So that's the difference. And so one with whiz has this molten imitation cheese crap. And so it's not, people like it and it's good, but that has to do with whiz is the Philadelphia experience. Without whiz is the Colorado experiment. That's the difference.
Both from the Tesla coil.
Not the Tesla coil, no. From Tesla technology, yes. The coil is the tiniest part. The alternating frequency is the only issue.
That was Frank Zappa. Let's see if Ian will talk to anybody.
Great introduction.
What introduction? Did I do one?
To the end of the world.
Oh, yes, yes.
We've been talking this whole time. He had us on mute. Playing that stupid music. He's crazy. He was talking the whole time. Gave commentary and all kinds of good stuff and gave the answers to cancer and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, sure.
So it don't matter.
Okay.
It was just us. It don't matter.
Okay. Mondo Rock, I think it's the first time he ever typed anything. He responded to the topic about desires and unrealized creations. He says, desires exist to motivate behavior, not to be satisfied. That's his rebuttal of all that you said. Desires exist to motivate behavior, not to be satisfied. Well, you actually did say unquenchable at one point. I heard that. So, you have a comment on... What?
Could be.
Could be what? They exist to motivate behavior?
Yeah. It's back to the emotional strain of it.
The emotional strain of it. Well, mm-hmm. I suggest the Mondo Rock
fire has how much it'll burn up.
Did you say how much would he identify?
Heat in the fire.
Heat in the fire. I would say to Mondo Rock, stop arguing with Ian. Think about what Ian says. Pay attention to what Ian says. We have the same issue with another person. They say, let's see, they say...
We don't care if he argues. He can argue himself to death. He can argue himself to the grave. It's okay with that. I don't give a shit. Argue, baby.
Okay,
throw a little here. Throw a little hissy fit. Kick your arms and go and have like a grand mal seizure. By God, that'll show us. Yeah, have your little fit. Blow your little shit up. It's all right with us.
Okay, so here's someone that's trying to clarify what you said. They go, sex is an appetite. Sex with your friend's girlfriend is a mimetic desire. They're not the same. I don't know what they refer to. They're not the same. Mimetic desires are infinite. It can't be sated because the source is not within yourself. They come from gaze following or some other moth of mimetic transference. They multiply faster that they
are
than they can.
Are you saying you have to be gay to have sex? Is that what you're trying to say? What are you trying to say, Bob?
He says gaze, G-A-Z-E. It means staring at the goats. They come from
gaze.
Desires, come
gaze.
From gaze. Following
gaze,
some other method
gay.
Of mimetic transference. They multiply faster than they can't be fulfilled, even if they could be fulfilled. Quiet people. Listen, the only solution is to realize the source of the desire is a perceptual distortion. Okay, what would you say to that, Ion? Nothing?
No. Let's see. So basically, what is they? We're going to say they. We're going to use the right pronoun.
Yeah.
They.
No, desires multiply faster. Desires multiply faster that they can't be fulfilled even if they could be fulfilled.
So,
okay?
While you're fucking somebody, you're thinking about fucking somebody, and you don't get done fucking that person until you're trying to fuck them again, because the more you're fucking them, the more you want to fuck them again. You get so excited because it's like after you come and all, there's no more wit left in your willy. You done drained the lizard. You done tasted the beast. It's all done. It's over with. So you're in afterglow. Well, no wonder you can't fuck. You just changed. You don't recover that quick. Some people can. And some people can come and go right back at you. Now, Rocky knows all about that. They can blow and go right back at you. There's no Mississippi. And go for another round or so. Sometimes they don't turn off like, well, other people ain't like that. So, mimetic conditions is that you're always an afterglow, so you can never get your dick hard to fuck in the first place. And just so happy about it, you can't have the king to have no other knowing about it. You're just delighted because you're always in the posthumous condition of post-coitus.
So I would give the victory to Ian because he could talk longer. He could go further than this guy.
The mimetic thing was the dildo she shove up his butt and make his dick hard. We thought that's probably what he did.
Very imaginative responses, Ian. Okay, so then...
Well, Mondo Rock goes, yes. All about the prostate, baby.
Mondo Rock says, yes, but we don't know what to
say. I am incoherent. I mean,
what?
Look, you always say, I am incoherent. It's like,
I always say, or Ian always says, ionic coherence. Is that what you're saying?
No, the opposite. Roxy incoherence.
did he say that?
No, I say that. Like, I'm listening and I'm like, what is this about?
No, you're talking about the recording or just what I had said now?
Yeah, see, We've had a show all night long about how to get your lover's dick hard. When your lover's getting over a condition where they're oversexed or they're overstimulated, so it takes too much, more and more to get them to a position where they can come to completion. So that's been the chatter that we've made reference to. We were giving different little clever ways, 50 ways to leave your lover happy. And figure with added stimulation to stick something up his butt to stimulate the prostate, which can increase blood flow, which can cause you to rise. And even Chuck Schumer said that there's an erection in the streets. You must know
okay,
all about
so this
that.
Person says, okay, the person says, desires multiply faster. Oh, I think he's correcting. They multiply faster than they can be fulfilled, even if it were possible to fulfill a desire. Well, I think you say much the same thing. Then he says, either Ian is playing dumb or they are dumb. As Dave applies to the writer. Mondo says, desires... Oh, we hear that.
No. All you gotta do is just go lesbian. If you just go lesbian, you don't have to worry about getting no erection. You just gotta knock a little man out of the boat. And hell, it's wonderful. It's great. No problem. No, nothing to defend. Nothing to fight for. Nothing to get up to. Nothing to have a heart condition for. So you're confusing the art of coitus with the condition of love.
Oh, it sounds unsated. Sounds like it can't be sated. Anyways, Ian, I think I noticed in what you said, I've heard it a couple times, you said the unquenchable desire. You did imply that desires cannot be fulfilled in a passing phrase, but you were dealing with other issues. But what I think is silly, Ian's complex enough. I'm going to start fucking making up ideas that the opposite of what Ian said or something. Fucking no. Just think about what Ian said. He said a mouthful. Fucking work on that. Why come up with other crazy words which don't mean nothing nobody understands anyways? Ian is almost understandable. So, do you have anything to say about it, Roxy? You didn't make any sense of anybody, right?
She's only been on the show for 11 minutes. How could she catch 20 hours of bullshit and catch up in 11 minutes, for Pete's sake?
Well, no, she heard the words, and they are complex.
She walks in, there's cum all over the floor, and she don't know what happened. She don't know how it got there. She just knows somebody got off. She don't know what got the dick card. She don't know what got the cum stowed everywhere, slipping and sliding and so. And typically, when in their past, when she's come into this situation, she just immediately rips all of her clothes off and starts rolling around in it and says, okay, let's go figure some more cum if that was what some more would come. See more cum. There'd be some more follow along behind it. So that's just how she would typically answer it. And then get ready for afterglow before there was glow.
You're right. Roxy did encounter a djinn who could go all night long.
Yes.
Yes.
those are the salad days.
Tossing the salad. I mean, you know. He bothers me what tossing the salad is. So.
But actually, like, the moments I remember the most is like when we touch our front, like my, how do you say, above your eyebrows.
Your forehead.
Yeah, your forehead, pussy. Like we touch.
That's where pussy is.
No, listen, Ian. She's saying when they touch foreheads, that worked as an aphrodisiac?
No, but the feeling, you know, like maybe after an orgasm or in foreplay. I don't know, but those moments, like...
Touching foreheads were very special for you with the djinn. Okay, so you wonder what that is.
I don't know what that is, Ion.
Why did they get off on touching their foreheads?
We have no idea. gin. How you gonna compare? How you gonna compare regular fucking to a gin? You that don't fuck. That won't fuck people up. That fucks. Yeah, that fuck everybody up. Don't get them started with that shit. It's not real. It's only make believe, okay. Bob. Why did that work?
Yeah, you did make believe fucking, Roxy. You made it up. Okay.
I have videos.
So Scott is here. Scott, would you like to elaborate on your ideas, or are you gone away? I don't know if you're still there, but we're giving you an opportunity to explain yourself to what Ian said, or what you thought he didn't say, or what he left out.
Oh, my God. Don't start all that bullshit. It's too early in the morning. Do some good. You only got a minute left. Roxy's only been here for 5 more minutes, so better do something.
Okay, so Scott is probably not even there. Okay.
Yeah, let's change the subject.
Yeah. Okay, what do you... Did you hear many hours ago, the description I gave of the inauguration?
Yes. That's also very weird.
Yeah.
But I was wondering, like, the day before they went to see the obelisk and they made, like, a ceremony for the dead of the COVID pandemic. And that was reminding me of the walk in front of the Louvre Pyramid by Macron. Like,
right.
They do some type of ritual. Because they were standing in front of the Washington Obelisk. And I don't know, I was thinking about that this type of weird...
Oh, you're starting to think they're all Masons. The Masons in Washington were the same as the Masons in France, in Paris.
Yes, or like François Mitterrand, he also went to the place where Napoleon is buried.
Yeah.
Because that was the thing the alchemists would do. They would do to the Cemetery of the Innocents before they started their walk to Santiago de Compostela.
Spain.
Yes, they would go to us for the help of spirits.
Okay, so we know about that. Now, what are you saying about it? You're comparing it to Washington?
To the inauguration, the day before they went to the obelisk, and they were saying they were remembering the dead of COVID.
Right. Now, this was Biden and Hillary and everybody.
Yes.
Right. So did that happen? Probably not.
Yeah, but yes, that did happen, but it wasn't about China. It was just them thanking all the dead people that voted for them. They were just giving kudos to the dead people that voted for them. Dead people can vote in the U.S. now. They passed the law.
Yes.
Dead people can vote.
No, Freemasonic bullshit.
Twice in Chicago. You can vote twice in Chicago.
So no Freemasonic stuff
vote.
There. At least
vote
that
today,
day they
vote
used
early.
It.
Vote early. Vote today.
Twice.
Vote often.
Okay, that question's been answered, Roxy.
But it is for me really scary that, I mean, people don't see that it's not beating that one, but really the tech body.
Yes.
That it's not no longer a democracy, but this cybercracy.
Yeah. It bothers
because
you?
The boats came from China, from Spain, from Italy.
You've been doing your homework.
And, if they can suppress Trump on social media, it's really scary because it's like, I really feel like in what they were calling the New World Order or this Nazi dictatorship, but at the...
Shit, all the
Nazis,
it can't be the Nazis. The Nazis all resigned. They all leaving office. The Bolsheviks have quit. Fuck. The communists won't even play no more. They're about to lay it down. So I don't know who these bad people that keeps doing everything. They keep resigning. Even Angela Merkel. Y'all can suck my dick. I'm out of here. Can't blame her.
Okay, Roxy, this is where you have to not be scared. But what are they doing to you other than making your life shitty? But they come to get you yet. But oh, they might. Yeah, you better get the hell out of there. I don't know.
Well,
she can't get out, Bob. They locked up. She can barely go out of her goddamn apartment. The people out there trying to fuck her through the keyhole right now. They're putting cum through the keyhole right now trying to get... She's got two locks, so that's a big deal. And the people was knocking. And
he knows about that, right? Knocking. People try to...
Yeah,
who were those people trying to get into her apartment a week ago, Alan? Who were they?
Oh, twice on the pipe. If the answer is no... They were trying to go upstairs to fuck this girl, and you didn't knock three times, so they come down thinking you was downstairs having another little escapade. You like to fuck other beings. So they thought she might have enjoyed that, too. So they just coming to join in to see if he was lonesome or not. Now, I don't know why they just didn't open the door. That would have got him. Then they said, okay, come on, big boy, bring me another lover. Then they would have, okay, and then you could at least have fun instead of being all nervous, having to call a po-po. You didn't call the goddamn police, we hope. Filing some report, getting somebody in trouble. You draw them. They could smell you 100 miles away. You sitting there running, talking all that bullshit. Be friendly. Be like the man. Follow the scriptures. Be like the man that swallowed the fly. You know why I said why he did it? Because he said in the Bible, it said that the fly was a stranger and he took him in.
What do you think of that, Rachi? There's an interesting interpretation. They were looking for the woman upstairs. And then she didn't answer, so they came down to your door because they can smell you. They can smell you in the heat.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
You do have pheromones.
I don't think so.
There is videos.
What did you say, Roxy? What did you just say?
No, that was really weird.
But he explained it. They went upstairs to get that woman upstairs who they knew, and then they had to talk. They didn't knock three times, and then she didn't answer, so they thought maybe it was downstairs or they were smelling you, thought you'd be available.
But I didn't even know them.
It doesn't matter. They could smell you.
They didn't know her either. They was just trying to fuck. You didn't know the gym the first time you fucked. You're too surprised about that. You let drag that motherfucker in through your blue vase. And like that was no big deal. I didn't know them. You didn't know Ernesto either. So don't start that shit with us, honey. We know. Think we don't know.
You're talking about her letting the gin in? Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
Let the gin in.
Yeah, she's like, I didn't know who they was. Barely you know who they are. People fucking you know who they are.
You don't even know Alberto, Roxy. Yeah, how do you know who he is?
Well, it is really weird because every time I see him, he's very different.
Right. There you have it.
Okay.
You got a weird environment going on there.
Well, why? How do you know it might have been Ernesto at the door when you're running around scared? Scared of all things. Good God. Living in that fucking fucked up foreign crap country and you run around scared. Honey, the Bolsheviks are coming to get you. You better get unscared.
No, I'm not scared, but...
You said you were scared.
You said you was going to have to find out, and the neighbors know everybody. You have really nosy neighbors. They've heard the pounding and the grinding and the screaming and the noise and the sounds like... Roxy, sex is not supposed to sound like a homicide, okay? It's not supposed to sound like that. So they know those sounds. They know what's up. And the people who have erectile dysfunction,
but they always have very loud music.
The door. They listen at the door just to get an erection. Just get an erection. Just step them by. So, just saying.
But let's change the subject.
What you gonna do now? You keep talking about sex. We don't know what the subject is.
I was thinking because you said you were going to do something to pressure me. So I was doing the keys and the airs.
Yeah.
But I don't master the OA movements.
Why?
They're sort of
busy. Too busy to participate in the show. Too busy to participate in the show again.
No, I am some sometimes very tired because I'm teaching and I'm working.
Yeah.
I have a lot of homework.
Well, as long as you got a good excuse, that's all that really matters.
But now, because they said that the second mutation is so deadly, first they said it was more contagious, but now they're saying it's also more deadly.
So what happened?
So they sent us a letter, and they are maybe canceling the teaching for a while.
So you have lots of time.
Yeah, but it's not sure. We're going to have online classes.
Yeah.
Next week until everything is clear, but maybe we will start until February.
You'll start in February?
Yes.
So you got a couple of weeks to work on our videos.
Yes, but I don't think that's going to change the mutations. It's really weird.
The mutation? What's that? What do you mean you're not going to change the mutation?
They say that the new mutations are deadlier.
Well, that's what I am predicted.
Also, children can get them.
Ooh.
So the parents are scared. And
right, but you said you're not going to change the mutation. What are you talking about?
Yes, even if they say, okay, you cannot start, you cannot continue next week, but until February, I mean, what's the point?
In what?
Of stopping 1 week.
Right, that's right. Don't argue. You can work on the videos. We're way behind in our video production. The thing is, Roxy, there's so much chaos going on. And it's only going to get worse.
The thing is, yes. The thing is, every day there's so much happening that it's like I always want to put what's going on the videos, but every day is a lot of things happening. And
yeah, too much to put on.
Yes, and I was listening also to some French economists, and they were talking about the economy in the socialist countries, how they didn't have liquid money, but credit. They will have projects, and people will have some type of credit to pay whatever they needed.
Is this in the past, in socialist countries in the past?
Yes, and they see the new changes in the economy not as a new currency, but as a new way of controlling, because then they're going to know exactly what you do, what you buy.